save yourself the heartbreak. Think you're gonna fix me? Think we're making progress? You'll be broken with me somewhere in the process. Baby, I'm a project.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Presidential candidates heading into the final weekend of campaigning, driving home their messages to undecided voters in battleground Midwest states today. Kamala Harris in Janesville, Wisconsin earlier.
So Janesville, we have just 4 days left. 4 days left. In one of the most consequential elections of our lifetime.
And Donald Trump in Warren, Michigan.
9 years we've been doing it, right? And now we're winding down and hopefully we'll be going to the next phase, which is turning our country around.
Both candidates hold dueling rallies tonight in Milwaukee. More than 68 million Americans have already cast ballots in early and absentee voting. The final jobs report shows just 12,000 jobs created in October. Economists say hurricanes Helene and Milton and the Boeing strike likely impacted those hires. In Spain, more than 200 people have died following historic flash flooding across the east and south. This is ABC News. A celebratory mood in Los Angeles underway.
Let's go, Dodgers!
With blue and white confetti flying and fans packed into downtown streets, the Dodgers celebrated their World Series victory, riding on top of double-decker buses, fans in awe of the moment. After the Dodgers didn't get a parade when they won in 2020 because of COVID, this fan in the L.A. sunshine.
We got children, a bunch of families. It's just a lovely day to be out here in L.A.
Many fans admitted they called in sick to work to be at the parade. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A positive trend for Apple's flagship product.
iPhone fans have been out shopping. From July to September, Apple says it sold over $46 billion worth of iPhones, a 6% bump from last year. The quarter includes the first few days of sales for the iPhone 16, which offers new AI features.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath. Because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobville. And now Open and Westby invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobville and Westby. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobville. And now Open and Westby invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobville and Westby.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A low of 31 in the night, clear to partly cloudy and frosty conditions. Saturday, partly cloudy and slightly warmer, a high of 57. Saturday night, cloudy, rain developing late, a low of 41. Sunday, 56, and Monday, 68, with occasional showers and thunderstorms.
100.9 WRCO.
I'm table, hay in your stable. How about you give thanks tonight for that hick on a tractor getting after that simple life? He's up with the sun, still moving when it goes back down. This world needs a bunch of them busted knuckles, small town blue collars, burning land wheels, turning land fields into dollars. Tough as nails, come hell or high water. God made the sea, God made the dirt. He knew the world needed people who work a little harder. So God made the farmer. If there's grain in your shot glass, fast boats got gas. If you got cotton on your back, there's a dust cloud of combines cutting under headlights. Thank God for folks like that. Blue collars, burning them wheels, turning them fields into dollars. Tough as nails, gone hell or high water. God made the sea, God made the dirt. He knew the world needed people who would work a little harder. West gold, growing soybeans in Indiana, winter wheat in Alabama, making the world go. Them blue collars, burning them wheels, turning them fields into dollars. Tough as nails, come hell or high water. God made the sea, God made the dirt. He knew the world needed people who would work a little harder.
Such emptiness, I've had it made, I must confess. I've had you, I've never been alone. So keep in mind, I'm a little green. Yeah, this is all so new to me, but I'm learning as you go. We'll be right back.
Trevino with Learning As You Go. Before that, we had Adam Warner as well as Thai Girl Lily Gold. And our time is 6:15. I'm Tim Thiet. I'll be playing music, I should say, till about 6:35. I'm going to be here just throughout the football broadcast tonight. But anyways, that football broadcast is coming up at 6:35, and it'll be Level 2 high school football tournament action. It's Ithaca at Johnson Creek with Filney making the call on that game, and then the kickoff will be at around 7 o'clock. And hope you're staying warm out there today. It's 43 degrees now. The temperature has really dropped. It was about 50 degrees around 5:20, so we dropped about 7 degrees. Now that'll happen when the sun starts going down. It's supposed to get down to about 31 tonight, so you may want to throw another blanket on the bed and turn on your heat or do whatever. Who knows? Maybe you might sleep well. I know a lot of people like the cooler temperatures in their house or their apartment. But either way, hopefully your evening goes well. And hopefully trick-or-treating went well for everybody. I hope the kids were very prosperous on their treats that they received. And hopefully they didn't get too sugared up so mom and dad could get them to sleep early enough. But that can always be a problem sometimes too if you eat too much candy before bed. But otherwise, hopefully it was a good time. Hopefully everybody had a safe time as well. And from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a male black cat with no collar. The cat was lost at the corner of James and Burton Streets here in Richland Center. If you find this cat, give a call to 608-475-9549. And we'll look at what's going on tomorrow morning. That way you'll know what to plan for your day tomorrow. A bake shop and breakfast will be held at the First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock, and that's going to be from 8 until 10 tomorrow. Also going on tomorrow, the World Community Day will be hosted by the Church Women United Family Thrift Shop and will be held at St. Mary's Keysville Church, and that will begin at 9. Also going on in the morning, it's the Brewer Public Library is celebrating its 55 years with an anniversary open house from 10 until 2, sponsored by Friends of the Library and Foundation. A free will donation chili lunch will be held from 11 to 1 or until gone. There will be live music by Monty Berger. The book sale room will be open, offering a buy and bag fill a bag special. Also, pick up your free copy of Borgia Rose, The Poisoning of Richland County by local author Katie Albaugh. This book selected for the next community read that will be held in February. Coming up next, we have Old Dominion coming home.
I've been so many miles, I done forgot how long I've been gone. I worn a hole right through my soul in both the shoes I got on. I ran the streets, I shot the breeze, I've seen the world and found out my ragged heart's still on a string that's tied to you. And I'm on my way, I'm almost there. I look like hell, baby, but I don't care. Pick out your best dress, leave it on the floor. I'm coming in hot, baby, can't wait no more. Yeah, so I'm
with some beautiful girls. After all, I was just one thing still amazes me.
Just like a miracle, you have to see to believe. God bless Texas with his own hand, brought down angels from the promised land. God bless Texas. First he let the sun shine, then he made the waters deep. Then he gave us moonlight for all the world to see. Well, everybody knows that the Lord works in mysterious ways. On the very next day, God bless Texas with his own hand, brought down angels from the promised land. Gave them a place they could dance. If you wanna see heaven, brother, here's your chance. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. God bless Texas. Well, I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Dad again, I know you're busy, I'm just checking in, just call me later if you get a chance. I don't want nothing, I was just wondering how you been. There's no telling how many times I've let that message play. Been gone a while, but it still feels like yesterday. I even call him back sometimes, wishing he'd pick up again. And I got a lot more to say these days than I did back then. Hate that it's me checking in. I'm doing alright. Work's been a little hard. Don't worry, I told mom I'd be by to cut the yard. These kids are good, yeah, you should be proud. I probably should let you go, I'm just missing you right now. There's no telling how many times I've let that message play. He's been gone a while, but it still feels like yesterday. I even call him back sometimes, message play. He's been gone a while, but it still feels like yesterday.
I even call him back sometimes, wishing he'd pick up again. I got a lot more to say these days than I did back then. Yeah, I got a lot more to say these days than I did back then. That's me checking in. Dad again, I know you're busy, I'm just checking in.
That was For King and Country featuring Lee Brice with Checking In. And coming up shortly, we'll be bringing you high school football playoff action, level 2 action. It'll be Ithaca at Johnson Creek, and that starts at around 6:30 with the pregame, so not too far away. And keep it tuned right after the game because we'll bring you some more music. And then also at 10 o'clock, we'll have Football Friday Night with a program that runs down all the scores from the evening. And then at 11, I will have an update on the local area teams, a rundown of their scores. All great reasons to stay tuned to WRCO 100.9 FM.
WRCO. Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hello, this is Annette Lewis. I am a proud graduate of Ithaca School District. I'm also a part of five generations of my family of Ithaca graduates. Ithaca Public Schools is a thriving, energetic district with programs like its award-winning forensic program, award-winning math team, state-recognized youth apprentice program, and the FFA program, the FBLA programs. But Ithaca Schools is more. It is the identity of a community that extends beyond the school and to all of the residents of the school district. Ithaca Schools is a community of caring for one another, a home to those who come searching for where they can belong. I encourage everyone to join me in supporting that Ithaca legacy of caring for one another and vote yes on November 5th.
This is an urgent message from Park Street Christian Church. The United States needs our prayers. Please join them on Monday, November 4th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Park Street Christian Church for a nonpartisan, non-denominational prayer meeting. All are welcome to come together in faith.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for WRCO's Those Were the Days. We're going to have a real party Saturday night with the Solid Gold Dancers. How about it, Joanne?
I'll be chilling a sixer of Fresca.
Wow, all right. Party on. We'll be taking the train along the way as well, maybe to Clarksville. or possibly to Folsom Prison, the city of New Orleans, or the rock and roll train. We'll be rocking and rolling until the midnight hour, playing some train songs and all the songs that you know and love from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app Saturday night.
WRCO 100.9.
And welcome to Level 2 WIAA Playoff Football. Tonight, the Ithaca Bulldogs are playing at Johnson Creek. We have the action for you coming up following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show right here. We hope you'll stay with us. We'll have an update on the game and all kinds of scores throughout the night, plus football Friday night between 10 and 11, looking at games all over the Badger State.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
Tonight in 8-player football, North Crawford is playing at Highland. Division 3 action features La Crosse Logan at Onalaska, Reedsburg at Catholic Memorial. It's also action going on in Division 4, Lodi at Aquinas, West Salem at Columbus, Division 5, Milwaukee Academy of Science at Darlington and Brookfield Academy at Prairie du Chien. Division 6 games, Cuba City at Lancaster and Belleville at Marshall. Division 7, Potosi-Cassville at Cochran-Fountain City, Cambria-Friesland at Kenosha-St. Joseph, it's River Ridge at Bangor, and Ithaca at Johnson Creek. I talked to Travis Wilson of Wizsports.net about this matchup.
It'll be interesting because, you know, Ithaca was a 7-0 winner over Randolph last week, and those teams are out of the same conference, the Trailways Conference. Johnson Creek was the winner of that league. They finished a couple games ahead of Randolph. And comparative scores are always, you know, a little bit of a trap because matchups can be different and whatever else. But they were both close games. Ithaca obviously beat Randolph in a close game, and Johnson Creek beat Randolph in a close game, just the final game of the regular season. In fact, it was 43-42 that Johnson Creek won in that one. So I think it sets up well for Ithaca. I mean, obviously they would much prefer a home game as opposed to having to travel across to Johnson Creek. But if they're going to be a 3-seed and if they're going to have to go on the road to a 2-seed, heading to Johnson Creek isn't the worst situation they're going to have. They're going to have to contain Tanner Herman, the quarterback for Johnson Creek. He's a dual threat kid that can do a lot of things. And then Owen Blakey, running back for the Blue Jays, had a big game last week, over 200 yards, or a couple weeks ago, had over 200 yards in the Randolph game. So if they can kind of handle things offensively, defensively, and handle that Johnson Creek offense, I think their chances are pretty good. And obviously, Ithaca is going to want to run the football, really control the clock with Wyatt Hilby, just pound away and take things from there.
Travis Wilson of WizSports.net. The Bulldogs are at Johnson Creek, and we'll talk to their co-head coaches coming up here, Mr. Kyle Kelly, Mr. David Klang as well, when the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show continues.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Artisan Service and Repair at Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Artisan Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit artisanrepair.com. Keep farming with Artisans.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
We're leaning toward Ithaca-Johnson Creek football. This week I talked to co-head coach Kyle Kelly.
Coach, as you look at last week, I guess what stuck out in the win over Randolph for your team?
Randolph was an incredibly well-coached team. It was one of the more physical games I've ever been a part of as a player or a coach. It was kind of old-school, hard-nosed football, which was pretty awesome. Like I said, it was a good game.
Did you expect it to be that hard-hitting?
No, I did not. That was not something I saw coming at all. They were very well coached defensively as well. That was the best pass defense we have ever played.
When you look at this week, just preparing for the next round, I'm guessing there was probably a few bumps and bruises. Are you trying to get healthy this week?
Yeah. Obviously, the big one's going to be Wyatt, but I think he can go. With the exception of him, everybody else is cleared.
Johnson Creek, is it a similar a scouting report to last year, Kyle?
Similar to last year, and they're somewhat similar to Randolph. The big difference is they are more effective at passing the ball than Randolph is. But, yeah, it's the same offense they ran last year. They have quite a few weapons.
When you look at their game, and I'm guessing you've had a chance to watch it with Royal, but they must have scored quite quickly, especially at the end of the game, didn't they?
They scored early. They scored quite quickly early, and then they had a game-winning drive at the end. Johnson Creek seems to have a knack for winning games in the final seconds, which is something I, unfortunately, have experience in.
Well, yeah, last year the Bulldogs maybe could have, maybe should have won that game, right?
Yeah, it was back and forth the entire time. It came down to whoever had the ball last was going to win.
And this year with their team, is it a similar team? I mean, do you think they're as good as last year?
Yeah, I do. Like I said, they graduated some solid players, but they had other players in the coffers to come up that have filled that role just as well.
You're in a tough bracket. I mean, is there a chip on your shoulder thinking you should have been higher, or is it just go out and play the game and not worry about it?
Both. At first, it was kind of like we got a player with a chip on our shoulder, but at this point, it's just you got to go out and play.
Looking at the keys to the game, then, what do you see that from the Bulldogs' standpoint? What do you have to do?
Be assignment sound on defense. Like I said, they're a read option team, so everyone's going to have to know who they have. And then on offense, we have to get our stuff to go. We have to get 3.5 yards a pop if we're running the ball.
Do you expect to run the ball kind of like you did last week, and maybe the pass comes secondary, or how do you look at it?
It hasn't changed all year. Like I said, we're a run-first team, and then when the pass opens up, we'll go to it.
And you mentioned health-wise, but other than Wyatt, the team's pretty well ready to go?
Oh, yeah. They're ready to rock and roll.
Good deal. Sounds good. Good luck as you get ready for this game, Coach.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Bulldog football coach Kyle Kelly on the pregame show.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones, too. Planning means peace of mind, a comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
For years, you've relied on the shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Next up on the Coach's pregame show, co-head coach David Klang for the Ithaca Bulldogs.
David, as you look back to Randolph, anything surprise you in that game?
They were a little bit more physical than we thought that they would be, and they were kind of in a little bit different defense than we were kind of preparing for. We prepared for a couple different ones, but they did a different kind of defense than we were prepared for, but they played a really great game, and it was very kind of back and forth, both offenses kind of driving but never really scoring much. But it was a really physical game that was kind of nice that we were able to come out on top with that type of physical environment.
As you get ready for this week, I know the team was a little battered and bruised. Are you going to be any healthier Friday night?
We're hoping to be a little bit. We'll see. A couple of our guys are going to give it a go with their ankle injuries and things like that and see what they can go. Maybe they can, maybe they can't. So it'll be kind of next person up type mentality, very much like we had second half of the Randolph game, that people had to step up into those roles and make the most of it, and they did, and they kind of were preparing all year in those games that they got to play in the second half. That gave them the experience to not be able to like just fall apart when they got thrown out there. So that was nice to see that they stepped up.
As you look at the scouting report on Johnson Creek, are they similar to last year, David?
They're very similar to last year. I would say that they maybe don't pass quite as much, but they're still very much a passing threat. Their quarterback is very shifty and quick, and they have a really good running fullback. So they bring a lot of nice pieces together, and very similar to kind of last year's Johnson Creek team, but with kind of a little bit different flashes in there with their quarterback and their run game.
Your team was a little more physical than them a year ago. Are you thinking you will be again this year?
We're hoping to, and we kind of saw it in film, but like it's very tough to see it in film and kind of determine that just based off of how they played and whatnot. But we hope that's kind of our advantage and be able to kind of maintain that, kind of like we did last year, that kind of threw them for a loop. And we kind of hope that we're able to kind of control the line. They have some really good linemen back from last year that we will match up again with. So it'll be very interesting to see if we can kind of maintain that physical presence in there.
As you play them, obviously they were thinking, they got a little higher seed than you guys, and they get a home game here. Do you play with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, wishing that you were number two or not?
I think that's kind of how our kids viewed it is. It's a little bit of a chip on our shoulders because we kind of felt like we maybe deserved a little bit higher seed, and that would have been nice to have, but it is what it is, and we'll have to go prove the computers and everything wrong, and hopefully that gives us our extra motivation to it, and maybe that's kind of going to be the key is we have a little bit more motivation that we thought we deserved a little bit higher seed.
Do you look for your team to pass a little more than you did last week, or does it depend on what the defense dictates?
We're hoping to pass a little bit more, and it does a little bit depend on the weather and what the conditions are going to be, but we'd like to be able to open up that part of the game to give us a little bit better opportunities. I know we kind of felt like we left some out last week, but we hope that this week we can kind of incorporate that because that's a huge part of the game and might bust it open instead of stalling out in the 20s or like around there, that we can punch one in with a nice long pass or just keep drives alive with nice long passes. So it'll definitely be part of our attack.
I know that you're hoping to have Wyatt Hill be back in some capacity, and obviously you think about him as a running back, but he's also pretty important defensively too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a huge part of our defense, being one of our main playing callers, and we can line him up in the interior and kind of know that we're going to have that middle run stopped with him, and so we're really hoping that he's in there, but if not, the other guys will have to step up and do that part, because that is a huge part of their game, is kind of that interior run, and why it's been huge for us all year, being able to stop that and allowed us to get people in other places so that they couldn't pass on us. So it might spread us thin, but hopefully our guys are able to step up, and who knows, maybe Wyatt will be able to go the whole game, but that's the hope that he can, but it just really depends on how his ankle's feeling.
The way that the season has gone, 10-0 going into this week, obviously it bodes well for the program in the future, just this playoff experience, right?
Yeah, it's huge for all the players coming back and just kind of giving that vote of confidence that we can be a playoff contender and get to multiple levels in the playoffs, and hope to just kind of keep building that tradition that of being successful in the playoffs and making the playoffs.
Sounds good, David. Good luck as you get ready for Johnson Creek.
Thank you.
That is David Klang, and that's the pregame show for you today. Sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Johnson Creek, Glover Field, the home of the Blue Jays. Hello, everyone, and welcome to tonight's featured broadcast, Level 2 WIAA football playoff action between the 10-0 Ithaca Bulldogs and the 9-1 Johnson Creek Blue Jays. The Bulldogs coming in for the second year in a row, playing here. A year ago, it was a loss in the final seconds, which the Bulldogs remember well. This year, Keegan Jones throwing for 861 yards. Wyatt Hilby, 1,067 yards, and he's out there warming up and may go more on defense and offense, but the Bulldogs will try to see how far he can go tonight. Wesley Nelson, who had a great game last week, has rushed for 541 yards. Also, Wesley Nelson tonight in the ballgame as wide receiver, 185 yards on the passing routes. On the other side, Tanner Herman for the Blue Jays, 1,069 passing yards. Owen Blakely, 1,408 rushing yards. And Tanner Herman, also a rushing quarterback, at 687 rushing yards. For receiving, Luke Hartz, 564 receiving yards. 239 for Hayden Wagner. Johnson Creek wound up 7-0 in the Trailways Conference under head coach Tim Wagner. Randolph was second with two losses. And they were quite a ball club last week. That was a fun game. I had some people asking me about it this week, saying, well, was there much excitement in a 7-0 game? Oh, there was. That was an old-fashioned game and a real hard-hitting, a lot of strategy game. But Randolph from this conference, and it's a good conference. The Bulldogs going to come in and try to be maybe a little bit more physical tonight, take advantage of some of those things, and try to avoid the big plays that Johnson Creek is used to getting. Level 1 football playoff action coming up right around the bend this evening. This is high school playoff football, WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Your first choice for better health.
Have you ever been frustrated with your diabetes? Wished for someone to support you and problem solve with? Do you want factual information about how to manage your diabetes? If you answered yes to any of these questions, a certified diabetes care and education specialist can help. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has these specialists close to home. Call today to schedule an appointment.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Welcome back to Glover Field. Johnson Creek and Ithaca getting set to kick it off here in just a moment. Forehand, we will bring in the national anthem. And in fact, I thought they were doing the anthem. It got real quiet there for a second. We're about set for game time here on a beautiful night. There was what I believe to be a controlled burn across the way tonight. And prior to game time, there was a good smoky haze over the field that seems to have exited right now. Right now, Johnson Creek, it is time for our national anthem. Obviously, it's going to get a little bit frostier as the night goes on, but it is good football playoff weather, that's for sure. The Bulldogs being introduced as a team, they rush to the 50-yard line and make their way. Johnson Creek will be honored here in a moment. They're going to be running through the cheerleader sign there in just a little bit. The Bulldogs with the starting lineman being Matt Meath, who is the center. Left guard is Cody Burns. The right tackle is Ben Otto. The left tackle is Dalton Iam. And the right guard is Houston Garcia-Boland. And then from there, the Bulldogs start with quarterback Keegan Jones in the backfield, running back Wesley Nelson. And also tonight, it will be Wyatt Kilby, Nolan Walder, and for the Bulldogs, several coming through as well. We'll see, as we did a week ago, Liam Rowan, their sophomore, who ate up quite a few yards for him as well. He's got some good speed, and next man up, he was filling in for Wyatt Hilby a week ago and did a very fine job there. So look for those to be a part of the Bulldogs arsenal this evening. On the other side, we mentioned the Blue Jays and some of their skilled position players. Their center is Evan Belieg. The guards are Ben Wagner and Cohen Schmidt, along with Charlie Ruoff and Logan Zerbe. The tackles tonight for the Blue Jays. The Bulldogs will kick off. Blue Jays receiving. And they're kicking from our right to our left. The Blue Jays receiving, taking it from our left to our right. Blue Jays in their dark blue with white lettering and white helmets. Bulldogs in the traveling white and the purple.